Well, just looking back over the course of this past week, we've got plenty of evidence in US economic readings that, you know, there is a recession not far ahead. But when you look at markets and the way the equity market is responding, you'd have to say they're not expecting recession at all, because they're getting excited about the prospect that maybe interest rates may be peaking soon in the United States and can come down. So we've got this sort of split in expectations at the moment, which is interesting because, as I say, we've got an equity market which is not building in recession at all. Yet some of the numbers that are coming out of the US now suggest that there will be a recession coming at some point with just the interest rate increases we've had so far. So last week, when we're looking at things like the manufacturing style PMIs and the early regional ones of those in New York State, in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Fed survey, they're pretty weak. The New York one came in for January at minus 32.9. The market was looking for minus 8.7. That worsened from minus 11.2. It was a little bit different with the Philly Fed one. That wasn't quite as negative as the month before, but it's still got a negative sign on the front of it. It went from minus 13.7 to minus 8.9. The other point is that everything to do with housing is still very, very soft, and we're still getting quite weak readings. Now, having said that, there was a slight flip in the National Association of Home Builders Index. For the month of January, that lifted a little bit to 35 from 31, but 35 is still a very, very weak reading. But we had housing starts, home building permits, and existing home sales all for the month of December, and they all had a negative sign on the front of them. Building permits were down 1.6%, and that came on top of a 10.6% fall the month before. Housing starts were down 1.4% after being down 1.8%, and existing home sales for December were down 1.5% after being down 7.9%. Now, it's not just the leading indicators where we've got this weakness. We also had, and this is probably the number that got markets most excited, that the Fed can start to not only moderate its interest rate hikes, but start to call an end of them before long. Some of the coincident indicators and key ones for the US economy, like retail sales, were weaker for the month of December. So December retail sales, market expected them to be soft, down about 0.8%. They fell 1.1% after being down revised 1% for the previous month. And core retail sales were down 1.1% after being down 0.6%. So you've got some fairly key indicators in there that not far away, we've got a US recession coming. But the key number which is still not playing ball with us is the labour market. The labour market in the US is still very, very tight. So weekly initial jobless claims came out, and they've gone down below 200,000. They went down to 190,000 from 205,000. Readings below 200,000 you only ever see when the labour market is extraordinarily tight. So we've got this split in the US economy between the lagging indicators, which still point to this very, very tight labour market, and other indicators which are pointing to the economy softening off. As far as the market's concerned, they're looking at the softening off indicators to lead the Fed, but they're not looking at the labour market indicators, which suggests that the Fed still has work to do and has to keep rates higher for longer if it's going to get inflation down over the longer haul. And this is going to be one of the tricky things I think we're going to be monitoring over the course of the next few months. This week in the US, we get some more purchasing managers indices tonight. These are the old style ones, manufacturing purchasing managers index for January and services sector purchasing managers index. They're both going to be pretty soft. They were at 46.2 and 44.7% respectively. Going back to December, they're going to be mid-40s again, we think, for the month of January. Then we go all the way through to Thursday before we get more data. And then we get some initial jobless claims again. So the market's looking for those to lift a little bit to 205,000. It'll still be a very, very tight number from 190,000. We also get the advanced reading of Q4 GDP out of the US coming up later this week. And that one, the market's expecting that growth will still have a positive sign on the front of it, but it'll come in at an annualized 0.6% from 3.2% going back the quarter before. We also get personal income, personal spending data towards the end of the month, and those are really getting quite soft now. And with those, we'll also get the personal consumption deflator inflation readings, and that's going to be a key one for the market too, just to see that one's still coming back. It's reasonable to expect that it probably will, because some of the pressures have just been coming out of prices. So it wouldn't be at all surprising if markets are still pretty optimistic about the Fed starting to change its spots a bit. That's not this week, it's next week when we get the Fed with the meeting at the end of January. And that one will be interesting, because the way that markets have been reacting, they're hoping, A, that the Fed is going to come in with a lower interest rate hike, and B, will be starting to move away from its rhetoric that interest rates not only have still got a little way further to go up, but they will probably have to stay higher for longer to get inflation down. Fed's not alone on that. Most central banks are with that same rhetoric. They're not taking too much for granted from the current pullback that's running through inflation in many places. They're still saying this is a long haul. We've got a lot more work to do. At the moment, markets are ignoring that entirely, and they're saying no. They're going to change their spots, and they're going to. So this is where it's going to be interesting to watch how things move. We've got to be calling the way in which the central banks start to react to this, their reaction function, to see how things are going to be moving for markets as we go further ahead. As far as China's concerned, there's been a few positive stories which have come out for markets through the early part of this year. Some of them have been that the recession feared in Europe has been deferred a bit because of warm weather, particularly over the New Year period, and that's taken some of the sting out of the energy crisis in Europe, which was one of the big threats there. As far as China's concerned, there's also been some positive news, and this has been over the last few weeks, the about face by President Xi on a number of his previous restrictions. The key one there was obviously COVID restrictions, where they dropped them just about almost entirely. And so, yes, they got a surge in infection rates and all those sorts of bits and pieces. But for the time being, no sign they're going to reverse that. So they're going to open up the economy again. And he's also taken his foot off the necks of things like property developers and high-tech companies. Some of those areas he was attacking before, he's reversed policy direction in some cases on those. This has been leading to some optimism. And the data last week was a little bit better than expected for China as well, just adding to that optimism about China and how it may improve over time. So we had a number of readings. We had Q4 GDP. Now, it's not that Q4 GDP showed any real strength, but it wasn't as bad as the market was expecting. The market was expecting that Q4 GDP in China would have fallen by 0.8% quarter on quarter. It was actually flat for the quarter. So the annual rate of economic growth came back to 2.9% year on year from 3.9. The market was looking for that to be down to 1.8. And it was a similar story across the December readings that we got last week. So we had fixed asset investment spending, industrial production, retail sales, and fixed asset investment spending didn't soften or didn't moderate quite as much as expected. It came back to 5.1% year on year from 5.3. Industrial production, which was expected to come down to only 0.5% year on year, came down to 1.3. That's still a very, very soft reading. And we had December retail sales that were expected to be very, very weak, down 7.6% year on year. They were down 1.8% year on year. So all a little bit on the better side of expectations. We also had senior Chinese officials speaking at the Davos International Economic Conference, talking quite optimistically about China and how they're expecting to get growth back up to 5%. I think that's very, very optimistic. But it's another one of those signs of the changes where China's trying to re-engage with the rest of the world and is easing some of the restrictions. And you can see it in things like foreign direct investment in China, which has definitely improved over the course of this past few weeks, where investors were frightened off a long way, but there's some change in that. So a little bit of better news out of China. This week in China, it's holidays all week. We'll find out how much they've infected themselves, because Chinese all go back to their ancestral homes over Chinese New Year, and a lot of travelling. So they're able to do it this year. But you know, there may be a sort of a high infection risk on that as we go ahead, but I don't think the markets are going to take too much notice for the time being. Last week in Australia, we had a few things. We had the Melbourne Institute inflation gauge for the most recent month. That was up 0.2% after being up 1% the month before. And this week, we'll get inflation readings coming through. I'll talk about that in a minute. But last week, we also had January Westpac consumer sentiment. And for a second month, that's lifted. It's still not high in index terms. The index is still traveling pretty low, but it's off its bottom. Going back to December, the index lifted by 3%. And in January, it lifted another 5%. Now, some of the commentary around that is that, you know, obviously, the Reserve Bank doesn't meet in January, so you know, that took one potential sting away from consumers. Wait for February, whatever the Reserve Bank does then, to see how the consumer sentiment survey goes then. But it's interesting that it's looking reasonably firm. It's just picked up a bit over this past couple of months. Then we had the labour force data came out. And it was a little bit different from expectations. The market was expecting another gain of 22,500. It didn't. It actually fell by 14,600. We had quite a big lift in full-time employment, but more than offset by quite a large fall in part-time employment. Hours work came back a bit as well, but that was largely down to illness. And so the illness rate, or the people are absent because they're ill, and that's presumably because of COVID, it has gone to a record high. There were over 450,000 workers who were off ill in the most recent reporting period. You compare that with this time last year when there was something like 80,000. So clearly we have got a massive wave of COVID which is taking people out at the moment, and that's having some effect on employment as well. So it's still a relatively tight number, not quite as tight as was expected. The unemployment rate too was revised up slightly to 3.5% for the previous month, and it stayed at that 3.5% level. Having said that, in one state, New South Wales, the unemployment rate's now down to 3.1%, and New South Wales is, of course, the biggest population state. So it's still very, very tight and still indicating that the Reserve Bank has a little bit of work to do. But just watching these indicators as we go through. Coming to this week for Australia, and obviously it's a week punctuated by Australia Day holidays on Thursday, but ahead of that, we get the quarterly monthly CPIs coming out. The quarterly CPI is probably the key one for the Reserve Bank for Q4. And at this stage, the market's looking for is split between 1.6-1.7% quarter-on-quarter change. So that means the annual rate of inflation is likely to lift to 7.5 or 7.6% on the expectation. When it comes out, the trim mean and weighted medians are expected to be between 1.4 and 1.5. That means that respectively they're going to be at 6.5 and 5.5. We're a bit of an odd man out here in Australia in that inflation's already over the top in most places overseas, and it's starting to come down with the base effect. You know, in other words, the current inflation rate per month or quarter is running not as high as it was for the same period last year. We haven't quite got to that yet. We're still going through our peak, and we're actually now got a high inflation rate by international comparison. But it should start to come back as we go a bit further down the track. And so at this stage, depending on what that CPI shows, still highly likely that the Reserve Bank in early February is going to have to lift rates again. Again, you know, we're just starting to speculate about, will they be doing much more beyond that? And this is true just about everywhere around the world. It's at its most pronounced probably for the US, where some analysts now are saying that we've got one or two more rate hikes ahead in the US, and then in a fairly short space of time, they're going to be starting to ease. Now, that's a long way from what the Fed's saying at the moment, but that expectation is building through into markets at the moment. And it's leaning that way here in Australia too, even though the data here is even less compelling in terms of the Reserve Bank having any leeway to A, stop tightening monetary policy, and B, starting to bring it down at any time in the foreseeable, within the next six months or so. So just watching all those indicators as we go through. And finally, out of Europe, the warmth of the winter, I'd have to say that it's just taking a little bit of a turn the other way right at the moment, but they've had a warm time so far. And as a result of that, the recession that was feared in Europe in the winter period, if anything's got deferred, it's not happening yet. And where you can see that, last week we had the January ZEW economic sentiment number, and that one went from minus 23.6. It was expected to be minus 14.3, and it went to plus 16.7. So sentiment has improved a great deal in Europe, and the economic numbers are looking a little bit better out of Europe as well. So they're not in that recession yet. What I would say is that because of that, we've heard from Christine Lagarde at the ECB, the Fed's talking tough about keeping rates higher for longer. She's doubling down on that. She's talking very, very tough in most public comments. But for the time being, as I say, markets are ignoring what the central banks are saying. They're assuming that the central banks will soon be changing that rhetoric. Of course, if they don't, then we might have a challenge for markets as we go a bit further ahead. Europe this week, we've got consumer confidence coming out. That's probably going to improve more than the market's expecting. Comes out tonight. It was at minus 22.2. Market's expecting minus 20. It wouldn't be at all surprising to see something a lot better than that. And later in the week, they've got some manufacturing and services sector PMIs. Again, those, if anything, might be lifting a little. They were 47.8, 49.8 respectively, might get a slight improvement on those. And rather like in the US, the Fed's sitting out there, not this week but next week, the ECB meeting sitting out there next week as well. And those are going to be two very interesting meetings in terms of what central banks say in terms of their guidance for rates going forward.